Hello everyone, welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. This is your host Estelle. It's Monday again, and the cooler weather we have lately makes it really hard to get out of bed. Nothing beats curling up under the sheets in bed on a winter day. 最近的天气好冷，让我更不想要起床离开被窝了。然后这样的天气让我周遭的好多人，包括我自己都感冒了。所以我今天的声音有点怪，请大家多多包涵。但大家也要注意保暖，多喝热水，小心不要感冒了。So, excluding holiday movies, do you know what movies I think about when I think about cold weather? Titanic. I know there are some hot and steamy scenes, but during most of the scenes in the movie, I can almost feel the chills when watching them. Today's topic happens to be about the unsinkable Titanic indeed actually sinking in 1912. One of the main reasons why it turned out to be a major tragedy is that people had had so much confidence in the ship that they had believed it was unsinkable, so they halved the number of lifeboats on board. To learn more about the shipwreck, go check out today's video.
然后我今天呢，一样会在最后向大家分享一首歌，还会翻唱一小段哦，所以大家一定要听到最后。
But for now, it's time to take a look at our sentence of the day. Little by little, scientists have reconstructed the ship and its encounter with the iceberg, giving us a better understanding of what exactly happened on that fateful day.
慢一点，再来一次.
Little by little, scientists have reconstructed the ship and its encounter with the iceberg, giving us a better understanding of what exactly happened on that fateful day.
接下来我们来看看几个比较需要注意发音的单字。第一个呢，我们来看看 little, little by little. 这边的 tt 呢，你可以发成轻轻的 d 音 little。 Little by little， 它也不是完全很重的的，它是有一点介于 t 跟的之间，可是比较偏向的。Little, little, little by little。再来是 scientists, scientists， 它这边呢是 scientist 科学家的复数，但是因为结尾是 sts， 这边有点难念。先从最后面的 ts 来看，你就念 t。就好，然后在 ts 的前面呢，再加上 s 的音，所以就变成 scientists。再来是 encounter， 字中间的 ou 发的是 ow 的音，嘴巴要打开再 u 回来 ow encounter。接下来看到 better。Better 一样，字中间的 tt 可以发成轻轻的 d 音 ，better。然后 understanding 这边中间的 st 的 t 要发成的音 ，understanding。然后后面的 a 记得是发 a， 嘴巴要往旁边张 ，understanding。再来是 exactly。Exactly， 这个字有点难念，它的 X 跟后面的 CTLY 都很难念。Exact， 然后 Exactly。那我们现在来看看几个比较需要注意的连音。第一个是 reconstructed the ship 的 reconstructed 的 reconstructed 字尾的 D 呢，可以跟 the。的 th 连在一起 ，reconstructed the 这个 d 的音呢就可以省略掉。再来是，its encounter with the iceberg 这边其实还好，就是 with the， 因为一个是 th 结尾，一个是 th 开头，那就可以只念一个 th 的音就好了。那此外还要注意的是，因为 iceberg 是母音开头，所以这个 the 就要念成 the with。The iceberg, with the iceberg. 最后是 what exactly happened. What exactly, 这边的 what 跟 exactly, T 跟 E, 连起来的时候呢，前面这个 T 你也可以轻轻把它换成 D 的声音，跟前面的 little 跟 better 一样的音。What exactly? What exactly? What exactly happened? 今天的句子比较没有明显的高低起伏，那反而是停顿的部分可以练习一下，在正确的地方换气。第一个停顿点呢，可以停顿在 little by little 的后面，然后呢是 ship 后面，再来是 iceberg 后面，然后呢可以再停一次，停在 of 的后面，这样你在换气的时候还是可以保持句子的节奏。像这样 little by little scientists have reconstructed the ship and its encounter with the iceberg, giving us a better understanding of what exactly happened on that fateful day. 好的，接下来我们来看看今天要学习的重点单字。第一个，我们来看到一个片语 little by little, little by little, 意思是一点一滴的。For example, he rediscovered his confidence little by little, 一点一滴的他找回了自信心。片语中的 little 是当作名词使用，意思是少量、少许、一点。那这边的 by 呢，介系词的意思是逐个、逐批。这边补充几个名词摆名词的用法。第一个是 piece by piece， 就是一片一片的。有一首 Kelly Clarkson 的歌就叫做 piece by piece， 它有一句歌词就是这样子。Piece by piece, he collected me up off the ground where you abandoned things. 他从你抛弃一切的地上将我一片一片的拾起。还有 day by day, 就是一天一天的。I am preparing for the contest day by day. 我一天天的准备比赛。第二个单字我们来看到 reconstruct. Reconstruct, 要注意重音放在最后一个音节哦。这个单字是由表示重又再的字首 re 加上 construct 而成的。 construct 是动词，意思是建造、构成，像是 the bridge was finally constructed after 10 long years， 经过漫长的十年后，那座桥终于盖好了。那 reconstruct 就是重建、重造，像是 the authorities are trying to reconstruct the historic building that was burned down in the big fire. 政府当局正试着重建被大火烧毁的古迹建筑。但今天影片还有句子里面的 reconstruct 意思是使重现、使再现，像是 archaeologists try their best to reconstruct the lives of people who lived thousands of years ago. 考古学家们尽自己所能的重现好几千年前人们的生活。接下来我们来看到 encounter。 Encounter 在句子里面是当作名词使用，意思是遭遇、冲突，像是 She recalled her encounter with the robbers with a lingering fear. 她余悸犹存地回想碰上抢匪的遭遇。 Encounter 也可以指偶然相遇、邂逅、不期而遇，像是 Their first encounter sparked a passionate romance. 他们的偶然邂逅点燃了一段热情的罗曼史。Encounter 也可以当作动词使用，意思是偶然碰到、偶然遭遇、不期而遇，像是 The prince encountered the love of his life at the ball. 王子在舞会上和命中注定的真爱不期而遇。那它也可以指遭遇或遇到危险、困难等等，像是 The heroine encounters countless obstacles on her journey to save her kingdom. 女主角在拯救自己王国的旅途中遇上了无数的难关。今天的最后一个字，我们来看到 faithful。 faithful faithful 是形容词，意思是对未来有重大影响的、决定性的、决定命运的，通常我们是能来形容负面的东西。 For example, it was on that fateful day when the two enemies met each other, which led to their long-lasting conflict. 那就是两位敌人相遇并导致长期纷争的重大日子。 Alright, let's go through our sentence one last time.Little by little, scientists have reconstructed the ship and its encounter with the iceberg, giving us a better understanding of what exactly happened on that fateful day. Thanks to modern technology, we have gotten closer and closer to the exact truth. I think James Cameron's film Titanic has played a big part in getting new generations to learn about this historic incident.The movie Titanic is so epic, and Kate and Leo are just gorgeous in the film. 凯特温斯雷跟里奥纳多·迪卡皮奥那时候真的超级美、超级帅。
I've watched Titanic and cried many times. What are your thoughts on Titanic? Do you have any special memories with this movie? Leave a comment to let me know. And finally, the song I want to share today, I think most of you may have guessed already, is of course, My Heart Will Go On, the theme song of the movie. 我相信大家应该都听过，但我们可以一起重温一下。The lyrics are so touching, and it's like you can feel what Rose feels by listening to the song. And I'm just gonna give you guys a little throwback to this beautiful song. Hope you guys like it.喜欢我的自弹自唱，声音有点怪。Okay, that's a wrap for today's episode. Please share it with all your friends. Invite them to learn with us. 快让朋友们一起跳进无涯的学海吧。You jump, I jump, right? See you next time. Bye!